With a lot of money being spent on a tradie ambassador, questions are being asked about why the federal government has cut funding to the peak body representing Indigenous survivors of domestic violence. The National Family Violence Prevention and Legal Services Forum represents 13 frontline organisations, but the government won't be renewing its funding. Julia Holman reports.
It was last month on International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women when Antoinette Braybrook learnt that the organisation she heads up is being defunded.
Family violence, the numbers are going up, they're not going down. We are just in absolute shock that we are having to fight for this.
The chair of the National Family Violence Prevention and Legal Services Forum was told the organisation's funding won't be renewed beyond June next year.
We have survived on $244,000, and that has enabled us to bring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women's voices to the table and to be a part of the national conversation, and that's what we are fighting for the reinstatement of that small amount of money.
The forum represents 13 frontline organisations, and it's the only group that advocates nationally for Indigenous survivors of domestic violence.
What is at stake is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women's voices, those who experience family violence and sexual violence, their voices will be taken from the table.
Nearly 50 peak Indigenous bodies have expressed their dismay to the Indigenous Affairs Minister, Ken Wyatt, calling for the decision to axe the organisation to be reversed. And that call's been echoed by family violence campaigner Rosie Batty.
I think what it says is we don't want to hear you. And I think $244,000 is peanuts. Truly, it's peanuts. So what does that mean? It means it's silencing voices that need to be heard, they don't want to listen to.
She says it's a worrying indication of the government's priorities.
Voices of women and children have never needed to be heard more than now. And I think that, you know, I'm very, very concerned about this government trend. You know, it's alarming how silenced we are becoming.
Labor says it's shocked by the move. The Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs is Linda Burney.
I am completely astounded. When you look at the shocking statistics relating to Aboriginal women and family violence, 34 times more likely to be hospitalised, 10 times more likely to be murdered from violent assault, and it beggars belief that this would happen.
And she says while the focus should be on frontline services, advocacy groups play a vital role.
And I know for a fact there has been no consultation with the group. The group has attempted to talk to the minister over months with very little success. And there is a view in my assessment that this government just wants to get rid of or attack as many peak Aboriginal organisations as possible.
AM requested an interview with the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, about the decision, but his office said he was not available for comment.
Julia Holman reporting.